Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in. This is episode 85 of the Adam Welcome podcast. And there is something that I've been thinking about a lot for a long time, And it's this kind of simple idea of what matters most. And I think about this from a personal standpoint and from a professional standpoint. People that listen to this podcast regularly know that I really like to kind of talk about both places in our life, personal and professional. And starting off with personal, what matters most in your life? And I was actually talking about this a couple of weeks ago with another parent on my son's soccer team. And this dad is European. He's Dutch. And so he's got a little bit of a different kind of lens on the world and just kind of different things, but he's really great to talk to. And we were talking about just kind of what matters most. And it was funny what we kind of both came back to, and it wasn't the things that we thought mattered maybe when we were younger. Like, as an example, we were talking about status with an airline. When you're younger, you think it's like, oh my God, the coolest thing. I'm silver, I'm gold, I'm platinum, I'm whatever, and I get upgraded and all these things. And yes, it's great and it makes travel more comfortable, but you know what? It doesn't matter. If you have a really high status in airline miles, that means you travel a lot and you're gone from home a lot. And is that really what matters? And I know it's a little bit redundant because I travel quite a bit and I'm gone quite a bit, but I'm also home a lot too. So it's just thinking about what really matters. And then on the professional side, looking at schools and education, I think that we do so many things and we try to do way too many things. And I saw this image on social media not too long ago, and it was a woman or somebody, a person sitting at like a table with a juicer, kind of, if you will, and all of these lemons, like the image was, it was drawn by this artist, Will Santino. And on one side of the juicer was all these different bottles with, looks like lemonade. And on the other side of it is all the lemons coming at this person. And this person's head was down. And I loved it because, you know, what's the old saying? If you have lemons, make lemonade. But the problem is there was just too many lemons. And that image can be used and talked about and really looked at from so many different ways in our personal life and in our professional life. That if we're trying to do too many things to our own children, to our spouse, to our neighbors, to ourselves, and then to our teachers and to our students and to our colleagues and to the people that we work with on our team, there comes a point in time when it's just too much. So there's something that I've talked about for a long time, and that's try to do 3 to 5 things in your life and in your professional life. And do those 3 to 5 things really, really well. You can't do 25 things with fidelity. You're going to do them with mediocrity. And that's the whole connection to the lemonade. Like, there's so many things, I just can't handle it. And then you shut down and then it's just too much. And then it's nothing because it's just too much. So to go back to the original thought, it's what matters most. What matters most at work? Building relationships, impacting people's lives in a positive way, communicating with the people that you work with, building self-confidence in people. And depending on what you do in your job, it's going to look a little bit different and flex kind of in some different ways. But I think those are some pretty good basic standards to think about. And then in your personal life, what matters most? Well, I'll tell you what matters most to me. It's my family, my wife, and my children, and my mom and my stepdad and my extended family, and eating well and exercising, and my work that I do, if it's podcasting or writing, speaking, connecting with people, trying to be a connector of people. I really, really love doing that and pride myself on connecting other people so those other people can do amazing things. And I think when you step back or you sit down, or more importantly, when you slow down and you really think about what matters most and you get back to that, or you get to that, I have found, and I hopefully you will find, that you actually do more with fewer things because you're focusing on what matters most. And I understand that's kind of an idyllic idea because you're at work and you're like, hey, my boss, my whatever, they're telling me I have to do all these things. And I get that. But with what you do and what you control, how can you, in your control, with what you do professionally and personally, simplify it and do what matters most? And that's going to be different with everybody. Some people are going to have different what matters most from me and the other person, and maybe even your spouse. Hopefully there's some overlap there because you have a partner maybe in your life and your children. But get a post-it note and write on the top what matters most, and write what matters most on that post-it note. And I love the post-it note because it forces you to only do a few things, because you can't do everything on the post-it note. So in your life, in work, what matters most? This is episode 85 of the Adam Welcome Podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all that you do. If you enjoyed it, please share the podcast on social media, whatever social media platforms you're on. If you think somebody should hear it, text them the link. You can just click on those little three buttons in the app wherever you are. Copy the link, text it, email it if you think somebody would benefit. I hope that you have an absolutely amazing day.